In November of 2023, the Swell Pod took a 10-day journey across 5 states, traveling 3,580 miles with one challenge in mind.
And that challenge was to interview 100 pleasantly rebellious humans to uncover deep truths about what it takes to create something that has never existed before, challenge the status quo, maybe even change the world.
This is the Kiln Road Trip, created and produced by The Swell Pod.
In partnership with Kiln, Moterra Camper Vans, and sponsored by Taurus.
I'm Spencer McEwen.
And I'm Josh Taylor, and together we're the co-hosts of The Swell Pod and your guides on the Kiln Road Trip. Follow along on the journey.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, follow The Swell Pod on social media, and subscribe to your YouTube channel at, you guessed it, The Swell Pod.
This is interview 22 of the Kiln Road Trip, and today we're at Kiln Lehigh talking with Zach Barney. Zach is CEO of Mobly. Mobly is making it simple to capture contact info for leads you meet in person. Get their data fully enriched and logged to your CRM, all from your phone. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy.
So I'm Zach Barney, and I am co-founder and CEO at Mobly. We are a B2B SaaS platform that we built a mobile app that enables sellers to easily capture contact info for people they meet face-to-face and have their data enriched and pushed to a CRM.
Great, nice. And so its purpose is to, what pain point is it solving, practically?
Yeah, so if you think about a revenue organization, they really have three primary responsibilities. It's to generate interest, close deals, and keep customers happy. And there are thousands of software tools built to help support those functions, from a CRM to marketing automation, sales engagement, and a bunch of other categories. They've all built mobile apps, and all their mobile apps suck because they're literally just smaller screen versions of these giant behemoth platforms. And as a result, nobody adopts them, which sends a false signal back to Salesforce and HubSpot and Gong that people don't want to use their platform on mobile. And we disagree with that. We think that the reality is they're just not leaning into what a phone is actually good at, things like cameras and geolocation and voice AI. So we're making it easy to actually use your phone to capture contact info. Like right now, it takes the average company 11 days to get a lead that they meet face-to-face, fully enriched in their CRM. It takes us 11 seconds.
Whoa. Right. And then we're going to go dive into this, but you're talking about even whether you're a salesperson or not, you meet someone at a conference.
Yeah.
And you want to get their information in the quickest possible way so that you can do something with it after the event, maybe when you get home, right?
Yeah. So like you go to a conference or a trade show, you go to a big one and they provide you with a third party lead capture app. Typically you have to pay for it, about $400 per person for just that one event. And it doesn't integrate with anything because the customer is the event host, not you as the end user. So as a result, you're stuck downloading a spreadsheet at the end of the event, and it's all reliant upon whatever registration info the attendees fill out. So it could be burner accounts, typos, personal info instead of company info. So it just takes a long time to clean that data up, and it's really expensive. And then match it with the proper fields, upload it to your CRM, dedupe it, and assign it out. That's why it takes 11 days.
It's an absolute pain. And then if you don't do it, you've lost that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about smaller events or just lunch and learns or anything else where you might shake somebody's hand outside of a giant conference. In those situations, you either connect with them on LinkedIn, and that goes nowhere. There's no record of that. Or you've exchanged business cards, and those just gather dust on your desk filled with good intentions until you throw them away 6 months later. And we can handle all of that.
Yeah, that's great. So making that connection and that relationship more effortless. Yeah. So now we've dived a bit too much into product.
No, that was great. It's really interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about you and your background. Anything, your family or where you grew up, anything that comes to mind.
So I'm originally from upstate New York, from Rochester, but moved out here in sixth grade. Met my best friend, Chris, who co-founded the company with me. We've been best friends for almost 30 years. Right here in Lehigh, actually. If you look out that window, you can see our neighborhood that we grew up in. And now I live locally. I live in Eagle Mountain, just a few miles away. Married my wife, Erica, and I have been married for close to 15 years. And we have 5 children ranging from 13 to 4.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And so how long has Mobly been around?
We officially incorporated in January of this year. We started kind of doing potential customer interviews and building a prototype last October. Chris has a product background and hasn't done a ton of sales, so he needed some convincing that this was actually a real problem. So yeah, we spent all of October just interviewing like 30 potential customers in a deep dive fashion, got enough validation there that we built the prototype in November, and then we spent December showing them the prototype, got such great feedback, we incorporated it, and I went full time and we started coding for real.
That's incredible.
That's great. So did we, I know we didn't, how did you discover this problem then? Like what triggered you to really build it?
Yeah, my professional background is in sales. I've been building and leading sales teams my whole career, whether that's as hire number one at a fintech startup right out of college or running sales for a post-IPO company or private equity firm.
And then you just came, well, you just felt just the pain.
Went to a lot of conferences, had a field team that wasn't logging any activity and had a hard time replicating them because I didn't know what in the world they were doing to be successful. Yeah. And started searching for a solution and couldn't find it. So I decided to build it myself.
Yeah. And what, so through all of your interviews and even what people are saying now, like, so what are people saying?
It's been really good feedback. Yeah. In the initial interviews, we interviewed 30 potential customers. 29 of them said, please build this. We will buy it.
Really?
And yeah, our growth has been pretty amazing. We're going to hit like 200,000 in revenue in our first year. And annual recurring revenue all paid up front. And the trajectory is to 10x that plus next year. It's been really good feedback.
That's fantastic. Wow. That's really cool.
Thanks.
And what are there any challenges that you're facing right now? Like as you look to scale and as you look to grow?
I would say the biggest challenge is just the fundraising environment.
Yeah.
We're raising a seed round. Mm-hmm. We've been raising a seed round for a handful of months. Finally expecting a few term sheets this week, but it's been challenging. Funds aren't deploying capital as quickly. They want more validation. They are just more skeptical about things that they don't understand. So that's been definitely the biggest challenge. We've raised money from like 14 different angel investors and, you know, from people that are actually boots on the ground that get the problem, like, I want to invest in this. So that's helped keep us afloat as we built this, and it's been fantastic. But the traditional, like, VC priced round fundraising has definitely been the biggest challenge.
Yeah. And how big is the team right now?
We just brought on our seventh person on Thursday. Yeah.
That's incredible. That's cool. Thanks. And so you work at a kiln.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been at Kiln? Was it since this was a thing or?
Since March.
Yeah.
Yeah. We worked from home for the first few months. Mm-hmm. And then our CTO at the time, he's like, I got to get out of the house. Like he's married, no kids. Yeah. His wife works full time. He's like, I'm sitting here by myself going crazy. I've been by myself going crazy for years with COVID. I need to see people. Mm-hmm. So we started exploring a couple of co-working spaces. Kiln was a little bit pricier than other ones we looked at, but we're like, okay, we love this vibe. This is really cool. Let's try it out. So we did month to month in a smaller space next door in Kiln 1 for the first couple of months and then brought on a few more people and we're like, yep, looks like we're staying here long term. We love it.
What do you love about it?
The community, the flexibility. One of the reasons why we moved over to this side outside of growing bigger was we had a few potential customers on this side. Mm. We're like, we're gonna be right by them so that they have to walk by us and see us and be reminded that they need to sign that contract.
Just like peering through the window every day.
It has worked. Yeah. Just a relationship perspective as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
So what is next for the vision, like beyond, you know, this year and next even?
Yeah, after we close this round of funding, we have five or six hires that we're bringing on immediately. Right now, our whole sales process has been founder-led, so I've done probably 90% of them, and Chris has done the other 10%, which is great. It's a lot of validation, but we need to scale that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're using that money to, number one, bring on a go-to-market team, and then number two, hire a couple more developers. Right now, it's our CTO and our director of engineering, and that's it. And they're supporting a big fat platform. So we need more people to help with that.
Yeah. And then beyond the actual product, mm-hmm. kind of features? Do you see other things in what do you see in the roadmap?
So, like I mentioned at the beginning, a revenue organization has a lot of responsibilities. We're focused just on the generate interest lead capture right now, mm-hmm. but our end goal is to be the full cycle mobile solution for sales. So building in a mobile friendly sales engagement platform, you can actually already initiate a text message or a LinkedIn connection or a phone call email from the app and it logs it back to your CRM. Mm. But building in templates and sequences and other things like that, just to make it easy to communicate full cycle, not just on the lead capture, is kind of what's next.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So it's a big moment of transition for you and like five kids, right?
Yeah.
And like, was that kind of a scary moment, kind of taking the jump?
Yes and no. Yeah. The only big hurdle has been finances. Mm. I negotiated a buyout with my former employer, and that gave us a nice nest egg. Plus, we had an exit last year. But I've only made maybe a fourth as much money as I have the past few years. Mm-hmm. That's been challenging. But my wife and I were actually talking about this last night, that like outside of that, I've never had as much fun in my life.
That's
like,
awesome.
I wake up every day just excited to be here, excited to be building a company, and there's like there's no stress around it. Like there are challenges, like fundraising, like mm-hmm. I mentioned, is a challenge, but I'm not stressed about it. Like I know we have product market fit because we get a ton of inbound leads and our customers are happy. So I know it's going to work. We just got to keep building.
So the confidence, because of the confidence.
Yeah.
It's easy.
It's so easy. Yeah.
I love that. I want to be in that situation, you know? Yeah. No, but, you know, we ask this to everybody that comes on this podcast for the road trip. One of our kind of main concepts is what does it take to take an idea and create a movement, create something that's never existed before, challenge the status quo, right? I'm interested in your thoughts on what you think about that.
Yeah. So number one, actually validate that this isn't just a you problem that you're solving, that other people have the same problem and are willing to pay for it. And then actually taking the leap. Like, I've had this idea for years. Mm. I started building something similar 5-6 years ago with a couple of friends, and they didn't have the same conviction in the idea. As soon as Snapchat came in and offered them huge salaries to go work for them, they bounced. They weren't really convicted, and I didn't have the faith in myself to just keep going. So I paused it for a while, and then the idea evolved over the years, and I just realized if I'd never take that jump, it's never going to happen. So just take it. Like, what's the worst thing that could happen? I have to go get another job. Yeah. Oh, well, right. I'm hireable. That's the biggest thing, just perseverance and going in face of adversity.
Yeah.
Before we get into the rest of the episode, we want to thank the partners and sponsors who made the Kiln Road Trip possible. The Kiln Road Trip is brought to you by Kiln. Kiln is a boutique co-working and flex office community with 13 locations in 6 states across the West, dedicated to providing innovative workspaces that empower your team to thrive. Whether you're a solo visionary or an enterprise-level team of up to 100, Kiln transcends being merely a place to work. It's a hub for learning and connecting with like-minded professionals that will make you and your team love where you work.
And if you haven't stepped foot inside a kiln yet, you really need to. On this road trip, we visited every single location, and trust us when we say, once you see these beautifully designed spaces, meet the talented team, and connect with fellow members, you won't want to work anywhere else.
Locations include Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, California, and Arizona. And they're growing too, with multiple locations set to open in 2024.
Yeah, so be sure to check out the kiln locations nearest you by booking a tour at kiln.com and answer swell in the question, how did you hear about us? Once you complete the tour, you'll be entered into a competition where you could win a 1-year membership, their club membership at Kiln.
Yep, you heard that. That's kiln.com. Book a tour and be sure to mention swell in the question, how did you hear about us?
The Kiln Road Trip is also brought to you by Motera Campervans, a luxury campervan rental company
for iconic road trips. Their top-of-the-line vans are available at 7 locations located near America's best outdoor adventure destinations. They have consistently earned the highest customer ratings in the industry, making Moterra campervans your gateway to adventure without sacrificing on comfort or service.
That's true, and initially we wanted to take this journey in a 1960s VW bus, but thankfully we found Moterra instead. With 3 van options, we took the Pop Top Classic, which sleeps 4 and is best for those who want to maximize floor space and storage. This was critical for us because it needed to sleep the entire crew, we needed space to edit, and we were traveling with large amounts of equipment, luggage, and, you know, other goodies that we picked up along the way.
And this van took us through all 3,580 miles of the trip, super comfortable and sweet to drive.
And actually, Moterra offers fully planned itineraries if you'd rather leave the planning to someone else.
Visit gomoterra.com/swell. That's gomoterra.com/swell.
This episode is also brought to you by Taurus. Taurus is leading the charge in home energy storage. Taurus makes it easy to achieve energy independence and a greener tomorrow. The Taurus Station provides everything you need to generate clean power, efficiently store electricity, and easily manage your energy use.
And installing a Taurus Station offers plenty of benefits, including save money on your electricity bill.
Also, ensure energy security with backup power during outages.
Reduce carbon emissions with renewables.
You can also automate EV charging and HVAC systems with 100% renewables.
And enjoy unrivaled system monitoring and support.
If you like the sound of those benefits, get a quote to build your Taurus Station in less than 30 seconds. Super easy at Taurus.co. That's Taurus.co. Now, let's get back to the episode.
So using the app, I know it feels like using the app, I got the app and I've used it at a conference. What is the easiest way to connect, like say you and me right now?
Yeah.
If I bring it up, at a conference, you've got a name on the badge, right?
Yep.
Whereas there's no name, probably don't wear a label.
Yeah.
Or can you go in the office?
Yeah. So with Mobily right now, there are a couple of ways to capture a lead.
Yeah.
If you're at a conference, we snap a photo of a badge or a business card, and we use optical character recognition to read the image instead of scanning like a gated QR mm-hmm. code. If there is no badge or business card, you literally just type in the person's name in the search bar at the top. Yeah. And then if it doesn't immediately find them, it'll ask for one more piece of info, either an email or a company name. And then it'll do the same thing.
And then it pulls in information, you know, from LinkedIn and everything.
Yeah, we enrich like 20 fields, phone numbers, emails, address, industry, social profiles, all that.
Yeah, that's great. I just wanted to kind of touch on that one. Any other advice for our listeners around how to really, be successful as a pleasantly rebellious.
Get out and talk to people, network. That's one of the things I love about Kiln is the ability to meet great people that have cool ideas and can share advice. Meet people, talk, don't just let your ideas and ambitions just stay in your own head, like publicize things and you'll be surprised at how much people are willing to help. Like I mentioned, 14 angel investors that the vast majority of them came to us. We didn't ask them for money and just asked if they could invest.
Wow.
So it's by virtue of us being out there in the wild and making ourselves known.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Kiln Road Trip. Be sure to follow along on the rest of the journey. And you can do that in 2 ways. 1, subscribe to the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or maybe even watching on YouTube. And follow along on all of our social media platforms, whether you're on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok, @theswellpod. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.